AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with defense attorney Bob Mata. He's also host of the podcast Defense Diaries. You can also follow him on Twitter. Bob, we're talking about Rex Heuerman here in this segment. DNA, of course, this is the DNA that was found on the burlap sacks. Interestingly enough, there was more DNA of his wife than him that was actually on the sacks themselves. And you can read into that what you will. It's probably nothing, considering they did say that they cleared her right away. I do have some questions about that. In fact, let's start off with that. As of right now in our recording, it's been revealed that the police, investigators, detectives have not sat down and talked with her yet. I find that kind of ridiculous. I'm not an investigator. I'm not an attorney. How does that strike you?
Same exact way. You know, and I have the Gacy background, obviously, because my father was an attorney and I did that first season on Gacy. And, you know, Gacy was married, not nearly as long as Rex was, but he was married for the first, 4 years of his killing period, or, four and a half, maybe three and a half, we'll call it, from 72 to like 75. I think the divorce was finalized, but I think he was with Carol prior to. So Carol was his wife. She was in the house, when Tim McCoy was buried in the crawl space. She, I think, was out of town on the first time. Very similar stories.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities between the two cases, and he had buried his victims in his crawl space of his home.
Yeah.
His first victim, he did not do anything to remediate the smell.
Yeah.
So he didn't put any lime down there. He didn't lay concrete. The body was down there just decomposing. And, she'd be in the laundry room. And she's like, oh my God, what is that smell? And like flies are coming up through the dryer vent. And he's like, oh, there's gotta be a dead raccoon or something down there. So that's the first hint that she gets early on.
Sure.
Right. And then he goes down, he lays the concrete, but after he's arrested, then she makes various statements in various interviews that, he'd be out all hours of the night, that he'd be hanging around in his garage, that she heard, she would hear screaming coming from the garage. And I'm like, man, it's hard. And I'm certainly not going to cast any shade on his wife because I don't know.
Yeah.
But from a common sense perspective, just in terms of my wife, if I'm ghosting Tony all the time, my wife is texting me, where are you? What exactly are you doing? You know what I mean? That's a normal relationship. And, and I've been with Allison, my wife, for 20 years, and that has not subsided.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't grow. If I ghost and I'm gone at all hours, I'm working late again. You know what? At some point, she's either got to be thinking he's having an affair, or he's doing something nefarious. One of those two things had to enter her mind. So, the question becomes, is it an issue of willful blindness? Did she kind of have an idea of something was going on? And that's assuming that he's guilty. I mean, remember, he's presumed innocent, but let's assume that he's a guy. I feel pretty strongly about that one, that they got the right guy on this one. So, but it certainly warrants a conversation with her.
Yeah.
From law enforcement. My point. You absolutely talk to her.
I don't know how that wouldn't have been one of the first things that they did. And the only thing that can come to my mind on this is kind of just sitting back, watching her, letting her do her thing in her own environment. If they're looking to see if there's anything else that she may bring to the table. And in no way I'm saying that she has anything to do with the murders. I'm just saying we don't know. We don't have a whole lot of information that points anything other way. If it wasn't, I think, almost anybody else, and their DNA was also found at the crime scene, there would be a little more looking, if not flat-out accusations of involvement, until they could prove it otherwise. Granted, innocent till proven guilty, but it just strikes me as extremely odd. Jared Breitigan, that's another case that we've been talking about here, where his wife, finally arrested, now charged with first-degree murder, faces the death penalty, but she was sitting there free for half a year. and just being watched. Longer. And then eventually they made the arrest. Not saying it's going to happen in this case, but just seems extremely odd that there's been no conversations there with law enforcement.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.